It's been a busy year for actor Terrence Howard. This weekend, his latest movie, Hustle and Flow, opens across the country. He plays DJ, a pimp, struggling to realize his dream of becoming a rapper. Howard's previous film, Crash, is still in theaters. In that movie, he plays a successful but tormented TV director. Terrence Howard joined us this week from NPR West. But before we got a chance to ask him questions, he asked me about his latest roles.
Which one did you like the most?
I liked the Crash character. I mean, it's
you
funny.
Didn't like her? You
They're
didn't
both
like my...
flawed. I really, really, really wanted to like DJ, and then I would like him, and then he would do something very, very not nice.
Like what? What did he do that you didn't like? Bring it on. Let's talk.
If Howard sounds a bit defensive about his most recent character, well, root for him as you might in this film. DJ the Pimp is not the most likable guy. But then Terrence Howard says neither were a lot of other gritty protagonists on the big screen.
Who was Rocky?
So
you know, he
still.
Was a thug from the streets that used to get paid to beat up people, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he made the change to try and pursue his dream, everybody supported him. The same way with, you know, Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. He was trying to kill the president. He was trying, you know, but people could sympathize with him, couldn't they?
So this is your Rocky.
This is my Taxi Driver. This is my Rocky. This is my Saturday Night Fever. This is my Midnight Cowboy. This is your Midnight Cowboy. Your Rocky.
Did you like this character?
Not at first. I hated him. You know, any man that's taking advantage of some woman. Remember the song by The Whispers, Olivia?
Mm.
It was, Olivia, this lay, got distracted on her way to grandmother's house. A wolf in nice clothing came, blew her mind and changed her ways. And now she's turned out, lost and turned out. I mean, that's such a reprehensible person to take advantage of someone. And so, no, I didn't like him. But what I did adore about him was his indomitable spirit, because he still had that mean streak of morality still existing in him. He still had that little piece of God in him.
DJ is the hero in here. He is dreaming, but this is not sugar-coated.
No, this is real life. I wanted to make a documentary, you know, that just happened to have been written. And that was the only stipulation that I had with the director, was that I was not going to tickle somebody's ears with some feathers just to make it palatable for them, you know? This is real life.
So how did you then research for this role? If this was a guy you didn't really even like to begin with, how did you go about preparing to play DJ?
A number of different things. I mean, the first thing you have to do is be able to empathize with the character. You know, that was difficult. I talked to 123 or more different pimps,
really?
78 different prostitutes over 2.5 years.
Where? How? I mean, how did that happen?
Through going into Memphis. I spend 6 months at a time in Memphis, go up to Cleveland, go to Chicago, go to L.A., you know,
I mean, would
go
you go
St.
on the
Louis.
Street? Or are
yes,
these active
you have to, you've
pimps
got to
and
go
prostitutes?
Down to the grind. You got to go down to where it's happening.
Who'd you go with?
By myself. I'm a grown man.
Did you know and where to go? Did someone have to tell you what street to go to?
You know where are you at?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
You're in Washington. Where do you go to find pimps and hoes?
Sometimes we can look out the window here.
Okay, right on. So that's all I had to do. And, you know, people was happy to talk to me. But one of the things that I asked them wasn't about, you know, so how do you go about, you know, pimping or anything like that? I would ask them, you know, what did you want to be when you were young? Hmm. And what happened? How did you end up a pimp? And each one of them gave a human answer. Nobody gave, oh, man, I always wanted to be a pimp. Hmm. You know, most of them could have been statesmen or scholars or doctors. They were so eloquent. And so I was not going to limit DJ's resilience. And so I gave him all the dignity I could.
Now, had you rapped before this
movie?
No,
I don't even like rap, unfortunately. I mean, I don't have nothing against it, but it's just not my forte of what I do.
Look, this is my life, and it's a battle within. I gotta survive. even if I'm sending the wind. And if I show no remorse, I reap the devil's reward. He said he give me riches, but I'm looking for more. When I was young, witness my dad standing for right. Black pride in him, even though he passing for white. Took years of my life, now I'm missing the man. This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Keep hustling.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
So how did you craft a Memphis rap then?
I dealt with a young man named Al Capone, you know, who wrote two of the songs from Hustle and Flow. And then another young man named Frazier Boy wrote two other songs. And, you know, these people, they've grown up in this era and in this time, and they've lived DJ's life, not necessarily pimping, but they lent their hearts and their spirits and talked to me about the angle from which the character was coming from. They read the script and they wrote words, and we kind of structured the words together. Some things I changed to make it more palatable for myself.
So you toned it down a bit?
Yeah, some of it had to, you know, even though I didn't want to water anything down, there's some ways of expressing ideas and thoughts without offending so much.
Right. I was interested to find out, you don't live in Los Angeles. You were there and you moved to Philadelphia.
I don't think anybody lives in Los Angeles. I think it kind of exists there for a minute.
It's all a set.
Yes, it really is.
Why'd you leave? Why Philly?
I needed to get home. I needed to get to some place where I could see the change of the seasons. You know, you can't remember anything without the change of the seasons. You meet somebody, you don't know. You know you met them, but you don't know when you met them because you don't have the landmarks there. But you can say, wow, in Philly, yeah, I remember you were in the snow, you slipped in the ice, or you stepped in the slush. You know, you need those landmarks to keep account of your life. That's the diary of your life. And I needed that as an actor. I needed that as a human being.
I've seen you refer to acting, the profession, as a hustle.
Isn't what you do a hustle? It's rough, ain't it, sometimes?
You're very busy hustling.
You've got four
movies out in a calendar year. I mean, how's that physically possible?
I did 8 films last year. I'm still pursuing the independent projects and looking forward to helping some of these people that bent over and let me stand on their shoulders for a moment.
I've read you're now preparing to play the role of legendary boxer Joe Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got such a diverse array of characters under your belt now. I mean, is there some type out there that you're just waiting for the script to come along? Is there someone?
Just a simple father, single father, struggling, trying to make his way. You know, you throw me a nice old Ford or Chevy truck, you know, where the gas gauge don't work, and you every day drive by a prayer and a hope that you don't run out of gas, or someone that needs a little kerosene to heat up their house. Those are the stories that I'm interested in. I'm interested in the real people's stories.
I'm curious, are you still in touch with any of these pimps or prostitutes that you spoke with?
Just one person, Tweety Bird.
Yeah?
You know, who's actually changed his life in the last year.
Really?
You know, an older gentleman told me years ago, in every person that you meet, there's this little piece of God in them, and that's who you talk to. But you make sure that you see it in you first. And that's who I spoke with when I was talking to these people. And I think a lot more people will actually change the course of their actions as a result. It's like you see 60-year-old women going back to college when they thought it was too late to go and pursue their dreams. No, it's never too late.
Terrence Howard stars in the movie Hustle and Flow, just out this weekend. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You gonna tell everybody to see the movie?
I think we just did.
Okay. Bye-bye, darling.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp when he's trying to get his money for the rent. For the Cadillac.
To hear more from my conversation with Terrence Howard and see a clip from the movie, you can go to our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.